Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Okay, I'm going to give you the side effects. You tell me what disease the medicine is intended to cure. Not necessarily disease or condition.
Okay.
Side effects: lower ability to fight infections like tuberculosis, serious infections, and blood clots. Some fatal cancers, including lymphoma and skin cancer. Death, heart attack, stroke, and tears in the stomach or intestines occurred.
Oh, Kelly.
Technically, tears and tears are spelled the same, but it wouldn't be tears inside a stomach, and we all knew it as soon as I said it.
It could make your stomach cry.
Kelly, what is the medication trying to fight that you would take where a side effect is cancer, death, heart attack, stroke?
My birth control.
Really?
Have y'all never read the side effects?
Oh, there's a lot on there. I mean, I haven't read them directly, but
it's an entire pamphlet. Like every time I get my birth control, it comes in a box and it's got a little folded up piece of paper that's about as thick as a book. And you open it up and it's like, here's all the things that this could do for you and to you.
I try not to read that because
yeah, I know,
it
right?
says Same. In rare cases.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, well, what is that? And when you look it up, it's dramatically small, but they have to say it.
It happens.
Yeah.
Because it can really, like, geez, oh, Pete's.
Yeah.
What's worse, a baby or cancer? I got to really weigh this out. I'm speaking for Kelly in that case.
Right.
I would read them, but I can't read a 7-point font. So
It's so tiny.
They do that. That is a favor they do. Hey, you don't want this news anyway, but we have to give it to you.
They got to work it
so
all.
So it's not
in
birth
there,
control.
Though.
It's not birth control. Okay. Anybody else have a guess?
Pepto-Bismol.
Nope.
Kelly.
Jesus, that'd be really bad.
Well, you never know.
Kelly. Antidepressants.
No, I'll give you a hint. It's for a skin condition.
Kelly. Eczema.
Kelly? That's the one. That is Rinvoq, moderate to severe eczema.
All right, don't get eczema.
Yeah,
don't. Simple as that.
Yeah, if you don't want to get cancer,
just don't get it.
Don't get eczema.
Yeah, that's easy, right?
There's
Side
nothing
effects.
Worse than noticing somebody's eczema and being like, "Oh, what's that?" Thinking like you can probably maybe bond over the fact I've got a rash on my hand right now too, and then they're like,
"No, I don't want to bond over that."
Yeah.
Like, oh, hey, look, we're like rash buddies.
Do you ask about people's rashes and skin conditions a lot?
No,
you don't, Steve?
No, you never do.
No,
what? Why not? I used to have the worst acne, and people would always point it out.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you like it?
I'm sure it made you feel great.
Why are you doing it?
I don't know.
The last thing I needed when I was filled with zits was people going, "Hey, how you like your zits?
Hey, nice
I have
zit.
Some once in a while."
Oh, those look like they hurt.
Yeah, but you
I can hear yours making this noise.
Premier, you weren't all pizza face in the world of Proactiv, though. I was pizza face in the time Proactiv came out, and man, everybody wanted to know if I had tried Proactiv, and I
okay
did.
That
and
that
it did not work.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we grew up in an era where it was useless.
Yes.
Put some witch hazel on
one time,
rub some barkeeper's friend on it.
You know how you have to have
a
sports physical before this, you know, before the school year starts if you're going to play any sports. The doctor of our town, we had one because it's a small town,
right,
was giving me a sports physical and was doing the turn your head and cough, and I turned my head to the left, and then she put her two fingers in the place where they put them next to your sack of balls. And then she looked up, and after she said cough, and I coughed, she said, "You don't have a girlfriend, do you?"
What?
What a vulnerable position to be in that moment.
Boy, now that I think about it, that was
Did you
really...
immediately get a halfie?
No, she was not the... You're she like, wasn't the hot doctor from the videos I wished I could see. No. Yeah.
That's sad.
And so then she said, because of the acne, have you ever thought about a medication? Like, well, I didn't even know that was a possibility, but maybe you could tell someone in a nicer way while you're not touching close to their genitals next time. Mm-hmm. I was so flabbergasted that then she said, turn your head and cough. And I turned my head from the left shoulder directly to the middle and coughed directly into her face.
Oh, she deserved
that.
Yeah,
she deserved that. She was asking for that.
And she looked at me like, I'm glad you have zits. All right. Lower. Oh, no, I did that one. Nausea, constipation, dry mouth, lack of coordination, hangover feelings, numbness, anxiety, depression, mild skin rash, problems with vision, and increased menstrual pain. Kelly.
Dry eye medication.
Nope.
Oh, man.
Midol.
No.
That would be so backwards.
It would cause
menstrual pain.
But sometimes these things work backwards.
Yeah.
Regular aspirin.
No. It is Sonata to help with your insomnia.
Oh. So, yeah, a lot of those sleep, insomnia meds do.
Now you walk dumb.
Things,
your mouth is dry. You're constipated. You have a skin rash. You can't see right. And your menstrual pain is worse.
How's your sleep, though?
Great.
Man, that time I was on Accutane in college, that was some of the wildest times of my life while I was sleeping.
That was for acne, right?
Accutane? Yeah, exactly. Yep. Yeah. I woke up outside multiple times.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That'd be so
I told
weird.
Y'all one night I threw lighters in the oven.
I remember that.
Almost, me and my roommate, she wasn't even on what's that stuff called? Ambien.
Yeah.
Gosh. One hell of a drug.
Good Lord. How about this one? Chest pain, difficulty swallowing, trouble breathing, hives and skin rash, puffiness or swelling of the eyelids, face, lips, or tongue. That is a drug for anxiety. Do you know what would give me anxiety? Is reading those things before I took a pill for my anxiety. I'm going to have a puffy eyelid, face, lips, and tongue?
You thought you had it bad before? Take this.
God. All right. Vomiting. This is for a condition. I don't know if it'd be described as a disease or a condition, but it's something that you think of as I do, as at least as being old timey, not so common now. Vomiting, diarrhea, severe stomach and abdominal pain, muscle pain, eye pain, numbness and tingling of arms or legs, yellowing eyes, painful or bloody urination.
Is that geritol?
No.
What is that?
No, there's like no rhyme or reason to any of these.
No. That's for gout if you take Xyloprim.
Gout. That's
gout. I was going to say rickets.
You get that from eating too much ham.
That's the disease you get when you have to carry around that big beaker of green fluid. That's
what?
On all the gout commercials. It always shows somebody with like a big beaker of
really?
Of like Ecto Cooler looking fluid.
There are a lot of gout commercials?
Yeah.
I guess I don't see a lot of those. Isn't that like a lack of vitamin C or something? Oh no, that's scurvy.
Yeah.
Another old timey thing.
This from Nashville. My wife's been a pharmacist for over a decade. When new medications are in the trial phase, anything that happens to a person on the meds has to be listed as a side effect, even if the medication actually caused it or not, which is why you get some of these.
Yeah, I believe that. Yep.
All right, this one is for a mood disorder. Again, look at these side effects. Anxiety. Oh. Weight gain, constipation, swelling in hands or feet, breast swelling or discharge.
Cool.
Nice.
Changes in menstrual periods, impotence, or trouble having orgasm. Abnormal ejaculation, like it comes out square or does it like...
Oh, man.
Do you have to pack it like an old-timey gun?
Like a musket?
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, man.
They don't call them old-timey, Steve. Not everything's old-timey. It's an old-timey disease, an old-timey gun.
Yeah, truly shooting the wad.
What's that one for? Bipolar.
That was for anxiety.
Oh, okay.
A mood disorder. So, yeah. Oh. All right. This one prevents blood clots.
Okay.
Vision changes. Bruising that develops without a remembered injury. Head injury.
Wait, bruising that develops without a remembered injury?
Yes.
Meaning you got injured and don't remember it, or?
Just
you bruise easily. Okay. You bruise really easily.
But listen to after that one. Head injury.
What?
Like,
so that's kind
of... The drug bangs your head on the table until you say uncle?
Yeah.
Even without bleeding, severe bleeding, heavier than normal menstruation. Boy, that's a lot of them for you gals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They really go after that one. Red or brown urine. That's going to scare the crap out of me. Black or coffee ground stool.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Vomiting of blood or material that looks like coffee grounds.
Yep, bad news on that. But that's that. Yeah, that's a typical blood thinner type of deal there for the anti-clotting or whatever.
Yep.
Your blood is thinner, so you got to be careful not have your bad cuts and stuff.
Just got to remember, we all live longer than we used to
mm-hmm.
because of things like this, I guess.
Yeah.
Trying to talk myself into it.
Yeah.
I have four medications in my bag that I take daily. I have never read the side effects,
four?
And I am
wow.
not going to. Yeah, I know. It's not great. I've gone from like one to four in like it's the last working, 5 minutes. I don't know. I haven't dropped
still
dead
standing.
Yet. Haven't dropped dead yet.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.